Welcome to the Forward Marketing Podcast, the podcast that covers internet marketing strategies and leadership tactics to move your business forward with your host, Joshua Jarvis. Hey, and welcome back to the Forward Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Jarvis. And as always, if you want to get show notes or any of the past episodes, please visit forwardmarketing.com. That's the number 4, rdmarketing.com. And I am excited about today's episode. It's going to be 3 really actionable tips to grow your traffic. And if you've been listening with us, we've been kind of going back through some of the episodes or some of the topics and going just a little bit deeper, but wanted to hit today and just give you 3 really actionable things. Sometimes I'm concerned. I got an email from a gentleman that was appreciative of all the information, but thought that I sort of got too deep for him. And, really, doing this, doing digital marketing doesn't have to be required. It's not like a rocket surgery. It's something that is pretty straightforward, actually, when you look at it. That you can get pretty technical, but a lot of it is sort of common sense once you start to look at it. So that's what we're going to cover today, is really three common sense ways to increase your traffic. So today we're going to actually reference a tool. It's a free tool, and it's called Google Search Console. So hopefully you're familiar with that, because you should be. But Google Search Console is something Google used to be called Google Webmaster Tools. And if you Google what I've just said, then you will be able to find this this tool if you've not found it already. And then you simply can add your site to it. It's pretty straightforward what happens. You want to go through there and submit that, and submit a what's called a sitemap. And again, if you're using something like Yoast on your WordPress site, then all of this is sort of handled for you. Now, if you've developed your own website, then you're going to have a few extra steps. And that's kind of outside the scope of this podcast. But it's pretty straightforward on how you can do that. There's several websites that'll teach you how to create an XML sitemap for you to submit to Google Search Console. So let's just assume that you're able to get on Google Search Console, because this is going to help you. Now, if you don't have Google Search Console and you're completely lost, never fail. That's not the right word, but don't hang up, or don't leave yet. We can look at some of these statistics on other analytics software. So if you have Google Analytics installed, you can have some of these statistics. I just like to use Google Search Console. So first one is increasing the click-through rate. So what does that mean? What am I talking about? I am talking about the that when you create a page and it shows up in the results, there is a certain percentage of people who look at your page, or it at least appears to them, that click on it. And this is typically going to be your title tag and your meta description. So while there are thousands and thousands of SEO articles that say that title tag and meta description have no ranking factors on them at all anymore, I would beg to differ, because those are your most important assets when it comes to increasing your click-through rate. They may not necessarily be... no one really knows, right? No one's opened up Google and decided and said, I do know this, that if you put spammy keywords there next to each other, that no one's going to click on it. And so if your site looks like spam, no one's going to click on it. And so therefore, you're not going to rank as well. Click-through rate does appear to be a ranking factor. And there's multiple experiments that's been run to see that this is true. So click-through rate, we know, is a ranking factor. I would just suggest that the better written the title is, and the better written the description is, the more likely someone is to click, which means it's more likely to rank higher. So is the title tag and meta description a ranking factor? Well, maybe, maybe not, but it definitely matters when it comes to increasing the people who click on it. So now that that's been said, how do you get more people to click on it? Well, there's maybe three little things that you might want to think about when increasing your click-through rate. One is you need to be, so whatever you've written, whatever piece of content you want people to click on, you've got to make sure that you're telling them exactly what it is. It means probably you're going to use the keyword phrase that you're trying to rank this content for. It wouldn't make any sense for it not to relate to that. So actually, I had a client one time who would write these wonderful articles, and he would write all these great blog posts that were just, I mean, they were just so value-filled. I love reading them. The problem was is that his titles were like a book title. They didn't have anything to do with the keyword. No one would ever search for that, and so, you know, no one found them, and so it's kind of tough. So you got to use the keywords. So you do have to use a little SEO there. The other thing you want to do is sort of evoke some curiosity or use copywriting tactics. You know, one of the things you'll see online is a common strategy. It says use a number plus some sort of adjective plus the keyword. And you'll notice that most of my episodes are in this format, you know, 11 simple tricks to increase your traffic, 10 growth hacking tactics that you'll never, you know, 10 ways to, you know, rank higher on YouTube. So those are, you know, basically I'm following that formula. Another tip that you can use is to just find, you know, Google the search, the term direct marketing, copy magazines, copy, learn how to copyright. And so those titles are the ones that get clicked. And so, yes, I'm hoping that the days of keyword pipe, and location or brand name is over, because it doesn't help the consumer at all. All it does is show me that you're really trying hard to rank it. I'm guessing if I see those pipes, and I'm talking about people who use a keyword like plumber, and then some sort of separator like the pipe or a comma or a dash, and then they'd say plumber dash Atlanta plumber dash plumbing in Atlanta dash, you know, Mr. Plumber, you know, so that looks really spammy. So I'm glad that we're kind of moving away from that and hope that that's the case. The other place to do this is also in the description. So you want a strong call to action in the description to get them to click on it. Explain why your content is so awesome. So really getting the click-through rate is going to make a big difference. And so one of the ways you can kind of, so we're talking about increasing traffic, is to look at your Google Search Console, and you'll have to click on all the options, and you can see the click-through rate. And what you want to do is just kind of look for places where you're getting a lot of impressions and your click-through rate is sort of less than, say, 5%. It could be less than, I mean, it could be less than, you know, 1% or whatever. That just means that one or two things are happening. One is it could be that you're ranking for a keyword that you didn't intend to rank for, and so therefore you're not performing well. There's not much you can do about that. But if you are ranking for something that is getting a lot of traffic and you're not getting the click-through rate that you want, then because, you know, obviously it's you've got the right target, then you need to improve your title and your meta description. That typically is the area that you'd want to improve the most. And we'll talk about, and number two, what other thing you may have to improve. So the best way to increase your traffic is to improve your click-through rate. The second best way to do this is to decrease your bounce rate. So for those of you that don't know what a bounce rate is, it's pretty simple. It actually sounds a lot like the slang sort of, I'm going to bounce, I'm going to leave the area, and that's really what it sort of means. So bounce rate is the rate at which someone looks at your site and then leaves immediately. So if you've ever visited you've ever done a search, and you hit the back button and meet like almost immediately, then that's called a bounce. And so you've bounced off the site. And like I said, so it's just like bouncing in real life. So what you want to do is decrease that bounce rate. So how do you do that? Well, if you wrote the content that you have written in the title, then when someone gets there, they need to know that their question is going to be answered, that you're going to fulfill whatever promise you made in the title and the meta description. So when you do that, so basically you've got to make better content. And there's a great study on this on click-through rate as well as bounce rate. When someone, and I think it was actually Rand Fishkin from Moz that did this, and he did a search, and then he had a bunch of other people do the same search, and they quickly clicked on the first one, and then they bounced, and they went to hit the back button, and then they clicked on the fourth result and read it, and then did not hit the back button. And what happened was is that the fourth result went to the first one. So, but how do you keep people there? Well, there's another person that sometimes gets a lot of, if you're an SEO person and you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I'm going to mention his name, but Neil Patel has sort of, I think, perfected the long version blog post. And he goes into a lot of great detail. There's another guy that does Backlinko. It's two great examples of people who are going into long content. And but it's broken up into chunks where you can read it, and they keep people there because they're not only going to, and they, we know that when you go there, that you're not, your question is not only going to get answered, but you're going to also answer all the other questions that sort of come up as you go down the rabbit trail on this thing. So when you're putting content together, it's important not to put sort of these wimpy pieces of content together. It's answer the person's question in full, and then give them options to go somewhere else. So it could be that you write a guide and you go into depth and totally, you know, conquer this piece of content. You've satisfied the user and, you know, they're ready to go about their day. The other thing you could do is say maybe the content that you're writing isn't going to be that in depth. Like, it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to write 2,500 words about this topic. So what you want to do is then give them options of places to go after they're done. And entice them. And that's more, you're going to have to do more than just the previous and next buttons on the bottom of your blog. You're going to need to say, hey, did you like this article about SEO? Please read this one. We try to do it a little bit on the Forward Marketing Podcast show notes page. So when you go, we're referencing the other podcasts that are about some, maybe a similar subject. So, we're talking about three main things right now that's going to increase your traffic. But there's, you know, we talked about SEO, we've talked about pay-per-click, we've talked about other ways to sort of growth hack things. And what's interesting is that as I've done this over the year, that a lot of the principles that work for content on a website work for a lot of other places. Because actually SEO, search engine optimization, is not a specific to Google. It's a search engine. So it works on Amazon, it works on Twitter, it works on Instagram, it works on YouTube, it works on Facebook. Yes, all their algorithms are a little bit different, and so you've got to understand them. But at the end of the day, a lot of the practices still work. And writing excellent titles and creating great content is going to win the day. And it doesn't matter what year it is. This worked back in, you know, 1996, and it works in 2018. So you increase your click-through rate by editing your title and your meta tags. You decrease your bounce rate by making sure your content answers the question that the user had when they were doing the search. And then number three is using social. So that one's out of left field for you. You don't need Google Search Console in order to do this. Let me go back to the bounce rate. You can look at bounce rate at Google Analytics and see what your typical bounce rate is. And you want to look for, obviously, go through and just sort of sort by the highest bounce rate. So that's how you found bounce rate. I apologize, didn't mention that. The other one, so number three is use social. And what we found is that in the research, and a lot of other people have done this research, not me, but is that Google sees the social signals as sort of a social proof, if you will. So when Google ranks a site, one of the most important factors is links. And it's like choosing a business that has a lot of reviews. If a business has a lot of really great reviews, you tend to think higher of that business. Well, Google thinks the same thing in regards to links. And now also social, these social profiles and social activities. It doesn't mean that if you have a highly social business that you're going to rank higher on other things. It just means that you are more likely to rank higher. And that's assuming you have great content or at least original content on your site. So the best way to say this is that I'm not going to do my Gary Vaynerchuk impersonation, but you need to be online. You need to be on video. You need to be on audio. You need to be on some sort of format outside of just your website to promote your business. Because what we've noticed is that when someone creates a brand that has a social influence, even if it's a small one, that Google says, hey, this is legit. This isn't a spammer. This isn't a, someone that's doing black hat. This is a real person doing legitimate business, creating legitimate content. And so if you've optimized your titles and your meta descriptions, and you've written really great content, and you're getting links to it, and you are on Twitter or you're on Instagram and you are whatever, linking back to your content and promoting it, then you're going to get higher rankings overall and more traffic overall. So we've talked about these three ways, and you can go back through all of our episodes, look at how to generate traffic from Pinterest, YouTube, I think we covered Instagram, and Facebook. All those ways can help you generate traffic. And so going social, listen to one of those episodes, pick a channel and just own that channel. You don't have to be on all of them. You should be on at least one of them. And so, pick one, own it, master it. If it's LinkedIn, then fantastic. That's another great one. Any of these would work. And the key to all this is understanding your client. And I really wanted to do an episode on sort of like, what is it, how does finding your purpose sort of help you with your business? And it really comes down to this. This is something that I'm using every single week, and it's understanding the user, understanding your customer. And if you don't know what your customer's doing, spend some time talking to them. Don't just try to sell. If you get a customer that walks in your door, if you've got a brick and mortar store, if you're a service, if you're like a real estate agent or somebody, then stop and trying to move the transaction along and ask them what they want. Learn their vocabulary, learn the inside them out, and spend some time doing that, studying your customer and what they need, and then meet those needs. You think about, not to go off on a real estate tangent, but I guess I am, is, there's a lot of real estate agents that are really scared of Zillow taking over. And the problem is that Zillow is not the enemy. I mean, they certainly are a competitive company that is ready to take over the business, but they're not the problem. The problem is the business owners that are real estate agents. They don't see themselves as business owners. And then two, they don't understand that they're not taking time to be with their clients and focus on their clients' needs. And that's where a technology company can come in, because if a person was killing it and just doing a great job for another person, then it typically is going to beat a company that does it technology-wise, except for something like buying a product, a commodity. But service-based businesses are not commodities. And so that's actually why you start to see the rise of travel agents coming back, because we want that personal service that can only happen from someone who's been there, done that, or knows the ins and outs and the secrets, aside from just using something like Travelocity. So in any case, so when you look at this stuff and you're like, wow, I wish I knew how to do all this, the reality of it is learn your customer and then speak to them. And so that's how you're going to master social, is that if you understand your customer and you understand your customer's needs, then you're going to be able to speak to that language. And we've talked about this on so many episodes already that I'm not going to go any further on that. So hopefully this was helpful. Three ways, easy ways, actionable ways that you can increase traffic. Like, once again, you can go into Google Search Console and see the click-through rates of the pages that are indexed. Once you do that, you can then look for pages that are getting less than 5% click-through and try to tweak the title and or the description. The title obviously is going to be the biggest impact, but the description is a big one as well. Then go to Google Analytics and look for pages that have high bounce rates, where people are clicking on it, not getting what they want, and they're bouncing back. That's hurting your rankings. And so you want to go there and try to answer the question at the top of the page. You want to give them a little teaser. Hey, they're going to get the answer. It's just going to be further on down. And then three, use some sort of social channel. Go ahead and commit today and say, look, we've got one more quarter in this year, and by the end of next year, you are going to be posting on Facebook Live every single week, or you're going to record, start recording Instagram videos and create an Instagram presence. You're going to create a brand. That's what I want you to do. In fact, if you're a service professional right now and you do not see yourself as a business owner, wake up. You are a business owner. In fact, I would go as far as to say that we are all business owners to some extent. If we're employed and you don't see yourself as a, you are in the business of running you, someone has basically hired you. I realize that the government would call you an employee, the business would call you an employee, but essentially you are a hired person that they're paying for your time. So you are, in a sense, you're running your own business in my mind. Yes, you don't have the same responsibilities that some people do as far as employees, but you are a business owner for yourself. And so start thinking in those terms, take ownership of it, and like I said, understand who your customer is. If you're an employee, maybe one of your customers is your boss. But in any case, that sounds like a great episode for another day. And so today I'm going to finish with these three steps. These are really, really actionable. It's something you can do. If you're an SEO and you're like, man, that was really kind of boring because I knew all of it. Well, here's the tip. Go ahead and take these three things and add it to an Asana list that goes by monthly so that you can always check your click-through rates, you check your bounce rates, and then if you're working with clients, you want to say, hey, Mr. Client, this is your monthly reminder. What are you doing on social media that can interact with the content I'm creating for you? So that's the last tip I've got for you today. I appreciate you listening. I would love it if you email me at joshua@fordmarketing.com and or share this podcast with someone. I love watching that the numbers are going up every month, and I really appreciate that. Also, I love to see all the different countries that are listening to the podcast. I would love to visit all of you guys at some point in my life. I will never forget when we've been to Israel and we've been to Cambodia on the other side of the country. And I got to say that, one of my goals in life is to retire and travel to your great countries. I love the cultures. I love meeting the new people. So if you're one of those people and you're in another country, drop me a line. Send me an email, joshua@fordmarketing.com. I would love to hear from you. If you've got questions, I would love to help you. If it's just to say hi, then that's great as well. You can also find me on Twitter at Jarvis Team is actually my personal one, and would love to connect with you that way. So again, thanks so much for listening, and make it a great day.